Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 1st of October. Let Us Make Man. The adoption refers to the redemption of our body, soul and spirit as those who have been made in the image and likeness of God. This motive for our creation was declared before the creation of the heavens and the earth, when the Father, Son and Holy Spirit agreed together, saying, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness." Adam and Eve and all the children brought forth from them through procreation are not the full manifestation of men in the image and likeness of God. We know this because the Apostle Paul identified Adam as a type of him, that is, the man, who was to come. In other words, the first Adam was not the substance of God's eternal covenant initiative. The man who was to come, of whom Adam was a type, is Jesus Christ, the last Adam. Having come in the flesh and been made mortal like us in Gethsemane, Jesus Christ was manifest on the day of his resurrection as the first man who had been made in the image and likeness of God. A person is progressively made like the glorified Son of Man as they journey each day with Christ by the Spirit on the pathway of salvation that he pioneered for them. That said, the creation of natural man was a key step in the unfolding purpose of God. The Father is the source of the whole of creation. He is the great architect. The Son reveals the Father as the substance and expression of the creation by the Spirit. For this reason, the Apostle John said of the Son, "All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, Romans chapter 5 verse 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45, Hebrews chapter 5 verse 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, and John chapter 1 verses 3 to 5. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 3.